It's 38 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Ally McCulloch and Ron Falica moved to Wilmington 2 years ago, almost to the day, and began an acting studio called Actors Arsenal. Ally and Ron are here in the studio to tell us how the business has developed over the past 2 years. Good morning, Ally.
Good morning.
And good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
So I'm so interested in this kind of a business. Acting is obviously something that a lot of people here in town like to do.
Yeah.
How did you choose to move to Wilmington from Los Angeles?
Well, we had our first son, and we needed to make a change. We were looking at other film options, other towns that we could still do what we love, but, you know, have more of a normal life, whatever that means. And I'm a water fanatic, so I needed to be on the coast. I couldn't be landlocked anywhere. So it was just a really obvious choice. I mean, the town was booming. We were paying attention to a lot of the, you know, the films that we're shooting here and the projects that were here. And then our manager in LA at the time actually got us in touch with Mark Fincannon. So we talked to him on the phone.
Right. So you talked to him on the phone. Before you go on with this, what was difficult about having a child in LA?
We were just both working nonstop, double shifts every single day. We never saw each other. We were doing the swap, you know. He'd be at work and I would have the kid, and then we would switch off and
the kid.
And it was still never enough, you know, money in the house was too small and we didn't have a yard and he was walking and wanted to be outside, and it just wasn't moving forward in the way that we wanted. Our life wasn't fulfilling us in that regard.
So it was really expensive there.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about how you talked to Mark Fincannon.
So my manager called me one day and was like, hey, you know, we told him about, you know, we were thinking about moving to Wilmington. He's like, I just got off the phone with, like, the biggest casting director out there in the Southeast, and he said to call him. I was like, what, really? He said, yeah, here's his number. He said, give him a call. So I called him, and we were on the phone for, like, I don't know, a solid 30, 40 minutes, and he just really sold us on the Southeast and how it was really picking up, and that was it. Ally came home from work. I said, hey, we're going to go to Wilmington. She was excited. It's the beach. And we started making plans from there.
Well, and the fact that you could get a legit casting director on the phone with an actor, that just doesn't happen in Los Angeles. Casting directors would rather stay very far removed from talking to the actual actor. And he was gracious. He wanted to talk to us. He had a lot of enthusiasm for Wilmington.
Sure.
So it's cool.
Now, what did you all do out in L.A.? What is your background in acting? What was your passion about the business?
I've been acting since I was a kid, professionally since I was 16. So that's just all I've ever done. But when we were in LA, to supplement, you know, the acting, to help us learn the acting side of things, we both worked in casting offices, which was a huge resource for our knowledge. That's basically what we base our teaching and training off of here at Actors Arsenal, from the other side of the table, the casting side of things. Just we were, you know, I was in the room taping sessions and reading with actors and hearing producers and directors' commentary and casting directors, and just seeing the way that whole world runs.
So you know what they're looking for.
Essentially, you know, I mean, it's hard to say,
but they don't even know. But
well, sure, but I mean, you know, some of the things to watch out for,
right?
Some of the stupid mistakes not to make.
Some of the things actors never get to learn,
right?
It's an experience you can't buy, you know. Mm-hmm. And we did it for 5 years out there. So, and Ron as well.
Mm-hmm. And that same for you. You're an actor.
Yeah, an actor, and then, you know, like Ally said, just on the side, we'd intern in these offices, and you get so much knowledge, and just watching other actors come in, like working actors, you know, A-list actors coming in on these huge projects, and seeing how it all goes down, you know.
Now, a lot of folks have, well, I say a lot, I know several folks who've come out here to Wilmington from L.A.,
yeah,
basically to be able to have a vibrant acting community, but also have a beautiful ocean and just a smaller town feel and more community feel. Have you felt that?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have nothing but great things to say about our experience so far. It's been, we were sort of welcomed with open arms, which was surprising. Just after 10 plus years in LA, you know, you don't want to say it, but you get a little jaded and you're just sort of skeptical about people's intentions maybe, and then everybody here is just full of love, and it's been
right,
really pleasant. I mean, even there's a lot of other acting coaches and people who tape auditions and teach classes, and even that part of the community has been welcoming to us. We work in a partnership with each other. It's very cool.
Yeah.
I think that that's one thing that's true about Wilmington. I think that, you know, people are still catty and in the film slash theater community, and, you know, they can say bad things about each other. But underneath all that, I think they really love each other. Whereas I think that maybe in Hollywood, it's the opposite, where it's like they're really nice to each other. They're smiling, but underneath there's the,
you know. I totally agree with that.
In this town, there is a real lovingness. So what has worked especially well in building this? I understand you were initially working out of your home, but you've expanded and, you know, a lot of things have worked out well.
Yeah.
Tell me about the development from the day. So you got here, 2 weeks later, you opened Actors Arsenal.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to speak on this?
Well, we just did some, how did we even get it out there?
Our agent at the time was like, oh, you know, you can work with some of my actors. I'll send them to you guys if you want to coach or whatever. She kind of recommended that it be something that we think about doing. So we were like, sure, we're going to train and coach actors and we'll work with your actors. And we were really passionate about it, but we didn't know where it was going to lead. We didn't come here for this reason. It just fell into our laps. We had a class of four people, our very first class, which was 2 years ago in April. And it was out of our living room on Sunday afternoons. And it grew faster than we could even have a handle on it. It's been really incredible. There's just a lot of actors.
Yeah. And the whole film problems that we've had here in the town, you're not worried about that?
No.
We're not. We refuse to be.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame. It's frustrating that people have to have that sort of hitch in their near future. But I don't feel threatened by it. I feel like, you know, this is a film town. This is an artistic town. They're going to stick together. And as long as everybody doesn't get scared and run off, we're going to be okay. You know, and I really don't want to leave. We want to stay.
We're staying.
We're here. So.
Well, that's great that you've come here and you've had success in this kind of business. And so that was a big risk. Now, tell me, what are your hopes for the future? And what kind of, actually, before you say that, because we are running out of time, tell me, what services do you offer to actors?
We offer classes. They're on-camera classes for kids, teenagers.
Audition technique.
Audition technique on camera. Everything's on camera. We have adult and beginner classes and intermediate. And then we also do coachings and audition tapings all day long. We do real editing.
Do you help people with their websites?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, just really whatever they need. I mean,
we're sort of here to serve the actor. Yeah. If they need us, we're there for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of just a package when they sign up or just, you know.
Yeah,
that's great. You have a website. Can you tell me that website?
www.actorsarsenal.com.
Actorsarsenal.com. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
It's 12:06.